Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. Father, we ask that you speak to us through your holy word. And Father, give to us our ears to hear what you are saying, hearts to receive what you are saying. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Very warm good morning to all of you. We're now in October. In October marks the start of the last quarter of the year, the last 3 months. From where I am, it's pretty soft. Can you hear me at the back? Can you wave, please, if you can hear me at the back? Okay, you can hear me. Praise God. October last is the last quarter, the start of the last quarter of the year. When we started this year, I wonder if you made New Year resolutions. And how have these goals been? Have you been able to achieve these goals? Or if not, now's a good time to start. The last quarter of the year. So let us imagine two scenarios. The first scenario and the first slide, please. In the first scenario, we have a weak, skinny man. He's always been wanting to build up his muscles, but has never done anything about it. So now he decides to do something about it. He goes to a gym and he says to the people in the gym, "Build up my muscle mass." And I'm sure the gym people will say to him, "No problem. You only have to exercise. You only have to carry heavy weights. And certainly, the more you use your muscles, the more you will build up your muscle mass." Now the second scenario. Next slide, please. A student has not been studying the whole year. And now he realizes it's nearly exam time. And he had better do something about it. So he goes to his private tutor. And he says, "Increase my brain power." What will the private tutor say to him? I think the private tutor will say to him, "Study hard, read more books, do more mental exercises, and you will build up your mental power." Two scenarios. And now the third one, the most important of all. Next slide, please. In Luke 17, the apostles said to the Lord Jesus, "Increase our faith." Luke 17, verse 5. The apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." I wonder, is this your goal for this year also? To increase your faith. And if this is your prayer, please know that the principle is the same. Just like the skinny man can do something, just like the student can do something, so also, we can do something to increase our faith. If we do this, definitely our faith will increase. And so our topic for today, next slide. Our topic for today is increasing our faith. The sermon notes are in your bulletin. There are two kinds of faith. First one is what we call saving faith, or the faith for salvation. So the first time you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, the first time you believed in Him, the Son of God, who died to save you for your sins, the first time, that was when you had saving faith, faith for salvation. The second kind of faith is faith for miracles, miracles. Next slide, please. Mark 9:23. Jesus said, "All things are possible to him who believes." This is a second kind of faith. The faith that moves mountains. The faith that makes the impossible possible. This is the faith that the disciples wanted when they said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." This is the faith I want to increase. Do you want to increase your faith also? Your faith for the impossible to become possible. So then what is Jesus' answer? How do we increase our faith? Next slide, please. Luke 17, verse 6. Jesus said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Hallelujah. What must we do to increase our faith? In one word, speak. Just Speak. You say so simple. Just speak. Yes, it is that simple. But to understand it, we need to look at two questions. Next slide. First, speak to who? And secondly, why speak? Firstly, speak to who? The answer sounds obvious. Speak to God, right? Wrong. Wrong answer. Not speak to God. Let's see again what Jesus said. We need to see the next slide. If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus did not say, speak to God. Jesus said, speak to the tree. Speak to the tree. Can trees really obey us? Next slide. In 1848, there was a German professor by the name of Gustav Fechner. And he wrote a book, and in his book he said that trees, plants, they do respond to sound. And you know that speaking is sound. They do respond to sound. But even before this learned German professor wrote his book, someone had already spoken to a tree. And the person was Jesus himself. Next slide. In Mark 11, we read about Jesus cursing a fig tree. And the fig tree obeyed him. It obeyed him by dying. It obeyed him by withering all the way to its roots. So certainly, Jesus knew what he was talking about when he said, speak to the tree, and the tree will obey you. Even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, if you speak to the tree, it will obey you. As small as a mustard seed. Why did Jesus talk about a mustard seed? I don't know if you've ever seen a mustard seed. If I had one now, and if I were to hold it up for you to see, you would not see it because it is so small. It is so tiny. It's a speck. It is a dot. Jesus said, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, miracles can happen. He said that if we speak, miracles will happen. And then the next time, as our faith grows bigger, we will have faith for more miracles. We will have faith for greater miracles. Early last year, I went to Israel. And one day, we went on a farm tour. A nice elderly gentleman brought us around the farm. His name was Yoel, very friendly man. The farm was near the Sea of Galilee, and he brought us to see all the different aspects of the farm. There was a museum of fishing things, because, as I said, this farm was just next to the Sea of Galilee. All kinds of fishing equipment, back to the days of Jesus, all on display. And then he brought us to another side of the farm, and they were growing bananas in a very nice way, color marking each banana so that they could tell which one would ripen first. And this old man, he was bringing us around. We were enjoying our tour, very nice, leisurely pace, old man, old place, everything was nice. And then suddenly, this man, Yoel, said, and over there, there's a mustard tree. Now, when he said mustard tree, suddenly my heart leapt. Because of all the trees mentioned in the Bible, the number one tree associated with faith is the mustard tree. Jesus mentioned the mustard seed not only in our Luke passage, but also in Matthew's gospel. Next slide, please. Matthew 17, 20. Matthew 17, 20, yes. Jesus said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. So when this man, Yoel, said, there's a mustard tree, I said, let's take a picture. The next slide. Yes, thank you. This is the picture showing this elderly man, Yoel, and me under a mustard tree. The yellow flowers are the flowers of the mustard plant. My sister Jocelyn was taking the picture with her, her phone camera, and I was very happily posing for pictures when suddenly my phone went crazy. My phone was in my pocket, and suddenly it started making a lot of noise. Ding, 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 ding. And I took out my phone. What's happening to my phone? And I realized that all the WhatsApp messages were coming in. And I said, this is impossible. You know why impossible? Because when I left Singapore, I disabled what is called data roaming. In other words, I cannot get WhatsApp messages unless there's Wi-Fi. How did suddenly all the WhatsApp messages come in? How could there have been Wi-Fi under the mustard tree? In this old farm, with an old man, with everything so old, how could there suddenly be Wi-Fi? You say, maybe there was a transmitter somewhere. And I say, no, I don't think there was a transmitter, because my companion's phones never receive Wi-Fi. Only my phone. And why, of all places, under the mustard tree? I believe the Holy Spirit was trying to show me something, trying to show me that if we believe, our faith is so small, even like a mustard seed, miracles can happen. So now we come back to the words of Jesus. Next slide. Look again. The same verse. If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Mulberry tree. Why mulberry tree? It's because the mulberry tree has a very complicated root system. Root in the earth. Very, very complex. Complicated root system. So complicated that the rabbis used to say, if you want to uproot this mulberry tree, it will take you 600 years to untangle all the roots. 600 years! In other words, it's impossible to uproot a mulberry tree. But Jesus said, if you speak to it, this mulberry tree, it will obey you. Have you ever spoken to objects? Have you ever spoken to things? Some time ago, my computer gave trouble. It wouldn't start. No matter how hard I pressed the on button, it simply would not start. The problem is, I had very important data on that computer, which I hadn't saved, which I had not backed up to another device. So I really needed that computer to start. So I laid hands on my computer and I spoke to it. I said, in the name of Jesus, computer, start. Nothing happened. I spoke to it again. In the name of Jesus, computer, start. Nothing happened. So I spoke to the computer even more. And I said, computer, you must start. You must work just one last time until I can save all my data to another device. After you start for me this one last time, after that, you can shut down forever. So then again, I laid my hands in the name of Jesus. Computer, start. And hallelujah, the computer really started working. So I was so happy, rejoicing, praising God. I quickly saved all the data onto a thumb drive. And then I turned off the computer. I forgot to tell you that when that happened, I was at home. And so I couldn't get the help of any computer expert. So I got it to work by speaking to it. The next day, I brought the computer to church. I presented it to the computer expert. I said, my computer won't work. He said, no problem. He tried. Turn on, turn on, turn on. He tried so many times. It would not turn on. So the computer expert brought the computer to the shop to have it fixed. No matter what the shop people did, the computer would not start. And when the cathedral computer expert told me this, I said to myself, I know. Because I told the computer, work for me this one last time. After that, you can die forever. Hallelujah. If you want to increase your faith, you must speak. Next slide, please. Next slide, yes. Speak to who? Speak. Not to God, but speak to the thing. And secondly, why speak? Why speak? Because this is God's way. This is God's chosen method. He spoke and the world was created. On the first day of creation, God spoke. Next slide, Genesis 1:3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. First day of creation, God spoke and light came into existence. Second day of creation, next slide, Genesis 1:6-7. God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And it was so. First day of creation, God spoke, things existed. Second day of creation, God spoke, things happened. On all the 6 days of creation, God spoke, and things came into existence. And we are made in the image of God. And so Proverbs 18:21 says, next slide please, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." How seriously do we take these words? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But we don't know, or we don't believe. And yet God wants to teach us. Next slide. Moses. Moses was a great man of God. I believe Moses knew all about miracles. He did. And yet God wanted to teach him something more. God wanted to teach him that miracles can happen simply when you speak. Yes, Moses already knew all about miracles. But if you read the accounts in Exodus, you will find that many times, not always, but many times, when Moses did miracles, he used his staff. A staff is a long stick. Moses used his staff and performed mighty miracles. The plagues on Egypt, bringing the people out of Egypt, parting the Red Sea, tremendous miracles done with his staff. But now God wanted to teach him something new, doing miracles simply by speaking. Before we go to that, let me show you some examples of how Moses used his staff. Next slide, please. Exodus 9:23. Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down to the earth. First example, Moses used his staff. Next slide. Second example, Exodus 10:13. Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind over the land all that day and all that night. All these miracles, Moses using his staff. But when we come to Numbers chapter 20, we find that God wants Moses to do a new thing. Next slide, please. Numbers 20, verse 8. This is what God said. "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water." Tell the rock. Speak to the rock. This is the new thing that God wanted to show Moses. But Moses didn't do it. Next slide. Numbers 20:11. Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly. God said, "Speak to the rock. Do this new thing." But Moses did it the old way. He used his staff and he hit the rock twice. And God was so displeased. Next slide. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes," next slide, "of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." Numbers 20, verse 12. What did God say? "Because you did not believe me." Because Moses did not believe that miracles can happen simply by speaking. If only Moses had spoken to that rock, God would have granted him the desire of his heart to enter the promised land. How sad. Do you believe Miracles can happen simply when you speak. This most recent Monday night, I came to the cathedral to attend the Ecumenical Charismatic Healing Service. It's a joint service of different denominations, Roman Catholics, Anglicans, Methodists, and various others. Next slide, please. Here's the flyer for the healing service. During the service, Bishop Terry Key, the Lutheran bishop, gave a short message. And he said that when he was a young man, before he became a bishop, when he was a young man, he had a back problem. And the problem was very severe. And then one day, he attended a healing service in a church. And when he went forward for prayer, the man who was praying for people said to him, "Terry, you are a young man, so I do not believe that your back problem is because of old age problems. I don't believe that." The man said, "I think your back problem is because one leg is longer than the other." And so they put Terry in a chair. He had to stretch out his legs. The man held his 2 feet, Terry's 2 feet. And true enough, it was found that Terry's one leg was significantly longer than the other. And that's why, for Terry, one shoe always wore out faster than the other. And that's why his back pain was so severe, because he could never stand straight, but he was always leaning to one side. And so the man said, "We're going to speak a miracle." And the man spoke, "In the name of Jesus, short leg, grow." Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But the man said, "Oh, let's give thanks to God for this healing, even though nothing happened. Let's thank God for the healing." So everyone started, the people standing around, they all started to sing, "Thank you, Jesus." That was a very popular song in those days. They were singing, "Thank you, Jesus." And Terry himself was seated with his eyes closed. When he had his eyes closed, he said he felt someone pull his leg twice. And after someone pulled his leg twice, the people started cheering, "Hallelujah, praise God, your leg has grown long." And then Terry opened his eyes and he said, "Who pulled my leg? What happened?" And the people said, "Nobody pulled your leg." He said, "You kicked twice and then your leg grew long." And Terry said, "No, I didn't kick. You pulled my leg." They said, "Nobody pulled your leg, but you kicked twice." And then the leg grew to the same length. Hallelujah. That must have been the Holy Spirit. Because humanly speaking, you can pull all you want. The leg is not going to grow. It must have been the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you believe miracles can happen? Your faith can be increased simply by speaking. Perhaps you are thinking, "That sounds good, but it's not for me. Miracles are not for me. I'm a happy Christian. I'm perfectly happy the way I am." Really? Let me please leave you with this verse. Next slide, please. "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe," next slide, "that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what will our prayer be this morning? Will it be like the disciples? "Lord, increase my faith." And if this is your prayer, I believe God will say, "Yes, you increase your faith. There is something you can do to increase your faith." Amen. Let's come to the Lord. Let's close our eyes. Come before Him. Hallelujah. Lord, increase our faith. How many of us this morning want to have our faith increase? Will you just raise your hand wherever you are? Yes, the faith that can move mountains. The faith that can change the impossible into the possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If this is our prayer, we need to learn to speak. To speak into situations. Speak to mountains. Speak to sickness in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, speak, and the tree, even this tree, so rooted that no one can uproot it, even this tree will be uprooted. It will obey us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I give you thanks, Lord, that you love us. You are the God of the impossible, and you have made us in your image, Lord. Father, you desire to fill us with your Holy Spirit, and you desire for us to move mountains in your name, to uproot the mulberry trees in your name. Father, that the world may see that you are real, that you are the God of all glory, that you are the God of all power. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for all those who have raised their hands, that from this day forward, you will teach us to increase our faith. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of us who raise our hands, or if you didn't, but you would like prayer, then during Holy Communion, please go to the Holy Communion stations, and then go to the ministry stations. This side, the ministry team will be at the usual place. This side, the ministry team will be at a new place. And the new place is right here, is right in front. So as you come down the stairs, and before there's the fourth station for Holy Communion, we will have ministry right here. If you're not sure where it is, just look for me. I will be there. Thank you.
We praise God.